goosey goosey gander, the mouse in the straw. Put out his little head, can you guess what he saw? The geese had no shoes in the ice and the snow. Gobbler, can't you make some? The answer was,
which is why they were barefoot.
No.
Here to discuss the production with me are three of the faculty involved in this production. Julie Gunn with Lyric Theater. Julie, it's great to see you as always.
Hi, Brian.
And the conductor, Filippo Cibati. Filippo, thanks for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
And Tom Mitchell. I've talked with Tom lots of times over the years, but I think my first time here at WIOL talking with you, Tom. It's great to see you again.
Yeah, great to see you.
And Julie, why was this production a good fit for Lyric Theater?
Well, Lyric Theater has so many different parts of the School of Music and of the Kraut Center that it collaborates with and that we think about. They do sing German folk songs, sometimes unaccompanied, in a very simple and direct way. But we've got four horns and a huge, huge brass section. And it's the drama picks up quite a bit from very naturally from all that. So I wanted the orchestra to have a chance to play it.
Sure, and Filippo is the conductor here. What musically really stands out for you from Hansel and Gretel?
Well, how he puts together the Wagner heritage with the Strauss one, right? These two tastes come together in this opera and makes it accessible, charming, and musically very interesting.
I guess so. What about Humperdinck's opera appeals to you, Tom, as the director of this show?
The story, too, even though it's a story of children, is really appealing, I think, for all audiences. And it's got the opportunity for spectacle and sort of magical moments in it.
I'm frightened. It scares me. There is blood in the world. This is where children get lost for good. Don't say that. Come here and hold me tight. I'll keep you safe. The night. Now ghostly tongues of mist are sneering.
I'm joined in the studio by Anna Burton, who's playing the Sandman. Hey, Anna.
Hello.
Also, Amy Stewart-Flunker, who is Gretel. Hey there.
Hi.
And Cassandra Petrie, who is Hansel. Cassandra, it's great to talk with you.
Great to talk with you, too.
Cassandra, I'll start with you. What's it like for you just singing with the symphony, with the children's chorus, all of that going on?
Oh, my goodness. It is so much fun. I've never been a part of a production of this size, and it's completely exciting to me. I love singing with the orchestra, and getting to sing with the children has been really fun as well. So I'm looking forward to doing that in a real performance.
And Amy, for you, similar question, but just what's it like with all those musicians on stage?
It just envelops you. And the children are amazing. It just adds another dimension, just like a very youthful essence that we need a little bit because we're playing children. So having the children there really adds to that.
And Anna, for you, all that happening on stage, any particular challenge that presents for you?
Absolutely. Well, for me, it has its challenges at first, you know, because you rehearse separately. You rehearse your parts separately, and then coming together, you know, you have to listen for each other and make sure that everything's coming together nicely. But I'm so excited to open up this show. It's just been so much fun working with everyone.
With all Lyric Theater shows, a double cast, so it's always fun to hear different perspectives, different performances from each of the two casts. And here with me now, Molly Abrams is Gretel in one of the performances. Molly, it's great to talk with you today.
You too.
Olivia Gronenthal is Hansel. Mm-hmm. Hi, Olivia.
Hi.
And James Hevel gets to play the witch. I guess, Olivia, I'll start with you. What's it like just singing with such a big production there on the stage?
Well, it's actually my first time singing with a symphony orchestra, so it was a big learning curve. So it's gotten to be really exciting, but at first I was terrified. Absolutely terrified.
Sure. Molly, what's the biggest challenge for you, Molly, with that size of the orchestra and everything?
Right. I've sung with an orchestra before, but I've never sung a full-length opera production before, mm-hmm. so that was my learning curve.
Yeah, and James, how about for you? What's it been like with all that musicianship on one stage?
Yeah, I think what's really interesting for the witch is it's just me and the kids, but the witch only has like a 20-minute scene to really show such a crazy character. Mm-hmm. But so it's really trying to get all of it into my one scene.
Come, little mousie, come into my housie. You'll be petted and pampered, and none of your games be hampered.
What will my brother have to do
with you? We two will feed him and fatten him, though scrawny limbs will tenderly nourish. His milk-fed body will flourish, and when he's plump and half asleep, and docile and obedient like a sheep, then, Hansel, let me speak in your ear, your moment of greatest glory is here.
So speak out loud and not in my ear.
Eh?
How does that circle glory appear?
Well, just remember, when it is near, you shut your eyes and forget what you hear.
Oh, but I guess with my ears and my eyes, then I can attend.